Ngarrindjeri leader Walter Jackson has been recognised on a local and national level this NAIDOC week. During an award ceremony in Melbourne on Saturday, he picked up a Caring for Country and Culture Award. And back home in Murray Bridge, he was one of two recipients of a Worker of the Year Award for his leadership as a role model for Aboriginal youth in the broader Ngarrindjeri community. He joins me now. Hi, Walter. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's a really a team effort, and it's a team approach, and you know there's a lot of other people who need to be acknowledged in this. So I thank them, especially the Ngāpa Mali Aboriginal Corporation, for giving me the opportunity really to join their team, and for me really to evaluate on all the good things that they've done prior to me coming.
Yeah. So what are some of those great initiatives you've worked on with the organisation?
Oh, look, we've been very lucky to be successful in not one but two of the Murray-Darling Economic Development grants to be able to build a barge for our harvesting crew of the cockles. The other project is a water enhancement plant, which is reusing the water from an aquaponic system to really add value to our nursery operations. And we're doing some trials around bush tucker in that. The other significant one is a geyser application where we've been successful in quite a big amount, $1.8 million, around the circular economy. And we're turning soft plastics into a wood replacement product, which is going to make crates for all different industries.
Is that something really important to you, to take care of the environment?
Oh, definitely. You know, we've got to live on the land, and you know, preserving and protecting it is very important to my people, the Ngarrindjeri people, but also provide an opportunity to our people around sustainable employment and training is very important.
Yes, and I understand you have a big passion to engage young people. Tell us about this philosophy.
Oh, look, because we've got a nursery and we do a lot of plant out, and youth are the best in the operations around planting the plants in the ground, I try to engage them in a different way because they're getting, you know, 15, 16 years old and they're looking at life after school, and it's about exposing them to career opportunities. So we ran a program during the school holidays, and we exposed them to construction, to different engineering, to physios, to doctors. And during that process, we was able to connect some of the engineers and lawyers that week activities with one of the boys, especially from the group. And through that connection, the young boy, Anthony Long, he was able to successfully win a full scholarship to Prince Alfred College, which he commenced this year.
Oh, fantastic.
It's not really our core business, but it's just an opportunity that we have to, you know, align some of our partners and business friends with community members.
I mean, it does take a bit of extra work to really take a younger person under your wing and teach them and inspire them, but it's pretty rewarding.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, like I was a young person once, and I was very fortunate to have some of my uncles, you know, nurture me through the process, and, you know, I'm the man I am today because of them. And, you know, Uncle Derek Walker was one of them, Uncle Moggy Summer is another one. So I'm very thankful and lucky to have the support of, you know, uncles. And as I'm getting a bit older, I just want to give back a bit to my own mob too.
Yeah, tell us a bit about your mob.
I'm a proud Ngarrindjeri. All around this region, the Murraylands, we all have a significant place of Ralphams community, which you know, was being fortunate to have lived there, and my kids have gone to school there, and play for the Ralcombe footy team is, you know, was one of my, you know, biggest achievements as a kid. I thought of the Ralcombe footy team as all superstars as a young kid growing up. Very proud to call Ralcombe home.
Do you practice many cultural ceremonies, or do you engage with much of your historical culture?
Yeah, I don't do it as much as I should. But I was lucky enough to travel the world a few times, actually, performing for Taukanjeri Dance Group throughout America, Canada, Korea, a couple of times, India, Japan. So I had the privilege to learn some song and dance and then travel around the world and throughout Australia performing Ngarrindjeri dances, singing Ngarrindjeri songs. So, yeah, been quite lucky.
Oh, that's great. What did you learn on those trips? Did you bring anything, any different perspectives back home?
I realised that a lot of the Native American and Canadians are very similar to us. I had the privilege of staying on their reserves, which is very similar to us. The only difference was better treaties and better systems as their first people than what we do back home. It was a brilliant exercise, and I'm, you know, so privileged to have done it, and I wish I could do it again.
Yeah, sounds like a wonderful opportunity. Is a treaty something that you think should happen now?
Oh, definitely. My people have been acknowledged as the traditional owners and have won our native title. But that's just the start, I believe, a lot of good things moving forward. And if it provides more opportunities for our mob to be engaged, to participate in all activities in our region, I believe that's a good thing.
Well, congratulations again on not one but two awards this week, and lovely to have you on the program. Thanks for joining me.
No worries. Thank you very much.